I'm Kevin Rohn, sitting in for Dave Bernstein. My thanks to Sasha Slaman, who's running for Eastmont School Board, for talking with me. And we now transition across the river from the Eastmont School District to talk with Sunny Hemphill, who is running for re-election on the Wenatchee School Board. Good afternoon, Sunny.
Hi, Kevin. Good to be here.
It is good to have you. I am so thankful that you're willing to stop by. How are things going sort of on the campaign trail and everything with the Wenatchee School Board now that school's underway? Mm-hmm.
Well, the campaign trail is taking a back seat to actual school board business for me. I'm on the school board now. I'm president of the school board, and we're really busy, as always. We are coming off of our very intense superintendent search that happened, and our new superintendent arrived on the job July 1st. The board met with him the first time on July 10th. And we have not slowed down.
Yeah, there's no summer break for you guys.
No.
Not this year.
Not this year.
You might normally take a July off, but you could not when you're trying to figure that all out.
That's
and you guys
right.
have been meeting pretty regularly with him, too, since then.
I mean, Yes. We've been meeting both as a board. You know, our regular board meetings are every
right.
other week. Study sessions, planning sessions, and then, of course, we've had individual one-on-ones with him. There's always something to talk about, which is good. Our new superintendent, and I just want to say, you know, I led the board through the superintendent search process, and we did an incredible job. We worked together for a common goal, and we found the person that I believe is the best person we could have chosen for Wenatchee superintendent. He hit the ground running, and people are impressed. People like him. People are responding to the energy, the creativity he's bringing to the district. So I am getting a lot of feedback from folks who are really excited. That energy means everybody's working harder.
And I'd imagine for you, who kind of was on the board and helped lead that board through
yes.
that stretch, there's a certain amount of personal satisfaction I can only imagine where
absolutely.
Yeah, where you're just like, okay, that's I wanted that guy, and I'm really happy that this
absolutely.
Is
working. Yeah. It was not, I wouldn't call the superintendent search process something easy, but we all worked together. And I do feel proud of the fact that I was able to lead the board in that process. Obviously, we all took it incredibly seriously. This is a huge decision. We all worked really well together, and the outcome was the best it could possibly be.
I can only imagine that 2 years ago when you decided to run for a school board, that probably wasn't even a part of your thought process that, like, okay, in a couple of years, I'm going to have to, like, essentially find a new person to lead the district.
No, it really wasn't. We did. I ran with two other board members last time, and we came in on a campaign of positive change. We were hoping to see significant changes in the culture of our district. We wanted to see more energy. And those things happened, but I had no idea at the time that it would be such a, I don't want to use the word drastic, but such a significant
yeah.
change.
And so quick, too.
So quick.
And so
yes.
quick, just like that. And
yes.
So now you're running for re-election.
I'm running for re-election.
Yeah, you were filling a board's position at the time, and
mm-hmm.
so now we're running for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
How is what you're trying to accomplish now and sort of this campaign process different than maybe what your goals and were trying to accomplish maybe 2 years ago when you first were trying to get on?
Well, getting on the board is a steep learning curve. You can know a great deal about it before you're there, but once you are there, the flood of information is just amazing. There's a lot to learn and a lot to take in, and you see so many more things than anyone can from the outside. So I'm running from a base of some information, but also an understanding of how much more there is to learn. I don't care if you've been on the board 30 years, you are still on a sharp learning curve. Every year is different. Running before, I'm not certain that I really had an idea that I would win. It was an exciting thing to do. I felt like I was participating in our democracy, which I'm a huge fan of that. I think more people should run for office. It's a good thing when voters have choices. This time around, I have work that I am engaged in that is taking precedence over my campaign. I am actually involved in the business of the school board itself, and the campaign just has not been the top priority for my time.
So you guys, in your short period of time, have sort of made some changes and improvements and everything, and none bigger than, of course, than the new That's superintendent right. with Dr. Gordon. When you look over the next 4 years, what do you think are some of the big challenges that you, particularly now that you've been on for a couple years, want to tackle over those next 4 years?
I think the biggest challenge ahead of us is the financial well-being of the district. The McCleary decision a few years ago set in motion a series of legislative changes, and I don't think any of us yet know precisely where that is going to end up. In the process, there were big winners and big losers among the school districts. Our district has not been in the big winner category. We have a long way to go before we are on significantly sound financial footing. We're a district with declining enrollment, and that always means less money. So, yeah, I think that's the number one challenge that I would like to work on. The others are, we have a new superintendent, and I want, the reason I ran for re-election, I want to be there to be supportive of the changes he's bringing to the culture of our district. I also want to be there to make certain that he's bringing the changes that the board envisioned, that he is moving us in the direction that we brought him here to create. Yeah.
What would you say to people that say, and maybe it's more historical than it is so much now, or maybe for a lot of people it might be now, that there's a bit of a disconnect either between sort of the school board and sort of the people that are running the school district and the community, or maybe even amongst sort of the school board itself?
I think it takes a while for people to get to know each other. My belief has always been that I can work with absolutely anyone. And right now, our board is working incredibly well together. We are five strong-minded individuals. And yes, sometimes we see different possibilities on different issues. But that doesn't mean we aren't working together quite well. I think that the board, let me think. I'm sorry. I'm going to back up and try to say this a little bit less clumsily. The board's job is to supervise one employee. We have one employee. We hire the superintendent. And the superintendent then, part of his evaluation by the board is how he manages the folks who work for him. And I have heard from a good number of staff members how excited they are. How much they like the direction we are moving, how much hope they have in the groundwork that's being laid right now for the positive changes that are going to come over the next few years. So I don't feel there's a division. Is everybody happy? No. Everybody can't be happy. And I meditate. That's how I manage my life. And I'm very serious about my meditation. And one of the things that I work on all the time is releasing outcomes so that you don't grab hold of an outcome and say, this is the only way things can be where they work out well. That's tough for me because I'm a control freak, right? But I think if you believe that if everyone's not happy and a good job isn't being done, I think you're going to be disappointed all the time.
How big an issue do you think is any future bond in terms of what needs to be discussed in terms of this election and going forward for the school board?
There will be another bond. We have to do something about the high school, and we have other buildings that are going to need work as well. I think it is going to be a significant discussion, and obviously we have to bring the community in. We have to start talking about that soon. The high school isn't healing. It's not getting better. And when my kids were there, my sons graduated in 2005 and 2007. The high school was overcrowded and needed upgrades then. So you can imagine how it is now.
Near 15 years later.
Something has to be done, and it's going to require money, and that is going to require a buy-in by the community. My guess, I'm saying this simply as someone looking at it, not as someone who knows anything right this minute. There have not been any more discussions about the bond. That will start soon. And my guess is that it will be a kind of from the ground up process where we start and we look at what will the community support, what do we need, what must be done.
How challenging do you think it'll be coming on sort of shortly after the heels of the levy increase and sort of how that, I mean, obviously you guys are trying to balance a budget and there are real budget concerns, but and that resulted in that 30-cent levy increase.
That's right, and we had to. I did not want to increase the levy by that 30 cents, but we had to. We were looking at a downgrade in our bond status, which is just unacceptable. So that was not something that we really had a choice about. And I think it adds a layer of complexity and perhaps difficulty to a future bond election, yes. But I hope the community will look at what we are doing and say, yes, they are being fiscally responsible. They are doing the right thing with the money.
All right, we're talking with Sunny Hempel. She's a candidate running for re-election on the Wenatchee School Board. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation. This is The Agenda. I'm Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Dave Bernstein. Got a couple more minutes to sit here and talk with Sunny Hempel. I'm Kevin Rounds, sitting in for Dave Bernstein. And Sunny, we tackled a lot of heavy stuff. So I do want to give you one opportunity, though, to sort of make your pitch. One opportunity to say, okay, why the people of the Wenatchee or within the Wenatchee School District voting boundaries should mark the box next to your name in November.
Thank you. I have provided leadership to the board during what could have been an incredibly difficult superintendent search process. It was not in my plans to become board president, but it happened. I think I have done a good job of bringing our board together and getting the job done. I am excited to be a part of this new culture that is being created in our district. I have the background. I have the experience now, and I want to move forward in the creation of Wenatchee School District as the best school in the state, best school district in the country. I think I'm the right person to do it. I have a good working relationship with everyone involved. And I ask a lot of questions. I don't take anything at face value. I never take anything at face value. And I think that makes me the right person at this time in this place.
The journalist in you.
The journalist in me, absolutely.
Always asking questions.
You bet.
Where can people find out more information if they're interested in finding out more, helping out, donating, whatever, any of that stuff?
People can call me or can... I'm going to give you my email address.
Okay.
It is sunny.hempel1@gmail.com. And that's probably the best place to get in touch with me.
Sunny Hempel, thank you so much for swinging by today, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I was glad to be here.